said, the poor guy carried the tools. He said, we got a saint and then we're the sinners. I'm telling you, that's not right, Mr. Kevin. Now, these guys that carry tools, they good Christian men too, huh? Let me tell you. Yeah, that's a wonderful hand of applause. Wow. You know, Larry, we should have got that. We should have put that on internet. All right, is it nursery time? I think it is. Is Monica, is it nursery time?
It's nursery time. Anybody that wants to go, girls, you want to come back and play with us? It's okay.
Or would you rather listen to the preacher?
Come on.
Let me tell you something else. Every week, I hope you're not getting tired of hearing this. You guys help motivate me toward my health and what's going on. I am now up to 37 pounds that I've lost. I'm about, probably 15 or 20 pounds away from the goal. And I tell you, you've never seen this sweater on me, and I've had it for 3 years. My wife got this for me for a Christmas gift about 3 years ago. It's a Tommy Hilfiger. Nice. I've never had the thing on till I tried it on this weekend, and it fits me like a glove. I'm going to give all the clothes to use as a dust rag. But we didn't go that way. All right, folks, let me give you a little bit of how December's going to go for us. I'm going to finish up the book of Revelation next week, again, for about the 15th time in about 35 years. We're going to finish up chapter 21 today, and then we're going to look at chapter 22 next week. And then, obviously, for a couple of Sundays, we're going to be dealing with Christmas, and then starting the first of the year, a new series. This is an important series. I've never preached on this kind of a series before. And the question comes, is Jesus Lord of your life? This is me. I'm not asking you if you're saved. I'm asking you, is he Lord of your life? We're going to answer this question in this series. The world in which we live in today, as dangerous as it is, and the fact that everything biblically has been fulfilled, it comes a point now where Jesus needs to be the Lord of your life. I'm hoping that it inspires you to be not only a better person, better church member, better church attendant, but that also you become a better witness to the people that's around you. Because we've all got people, we've got family, we all know that Jesus is not the Lord of your life. We all know that. We don't know whether they're saved. But folks, we need to understand the clock is ticking and time is going to run out. Now, for me as a Christian, and all the issues I got, I hope the trumpet blows today. I'm just going to be honest with you. That'd be all right with me. Okay? I haven't bought Monica nothing yet for Christmas, so let it blow today. Okay? I mean, I'm just saying, it would be all right with me. But, I do have some people that's not ready. I know a lot of people that's not ready. We got people whose names are on this church roll. They're no more ready for that trumpet to sound than the dog I got at home. So just keep understanding that Jesus is coming. Are you ready to make this travel real quick? Here we go, Larry, here we go. He that overcometh, hopefully that's you. Anybody who knows Jesus and they are the Lord of your life, or he's the Lord of your life, he's an overcomer. He that overcometh shall inherit these things. I will be his God and he shall be my son. But, big word, for the fearful, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, fornicators, sorcerers, idolaters, liars, their part shall be in the lake that burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. A preacher friend of mine said that he was preaching on verse 6 one day, and he could come up to him and say, let me tell you something, preacher. He said, only two of them apply to me. Will that get me in?
say it's a pretty tall order. When you really begin to look at that, how many times have you ever been afraid? Have there been some times you doubted your faith? But your part's going to be the lack of fire, brimstone, which is the second death. Understand, that there's one thing that overrides this. And I understand it very well. Listen to me, internet worker. It's called amazing grace. But when the time comes for this new heaven and new earth, we don't need grace anymore. That's why this is put in here. All of this is past tense. But right now, as you and I read it, it's present tense. So if you fall into this category, then let's get out of this category. You can get out of it today. You can get out of this category today. Verse 8 won't mean nothing to you if you believe in Jesus Christ. And He is the Lord of your life. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Now, some of this as we go through, because I am seriously on a limited amount of time, I am going to skip over some things, but if I skip over it, it doesn't mean it's not important, and you'll see what I'm talking about. And there came one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls, who were laden with the seven last plagues, and he spoke to me, saying, "Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the wife of the Lamb." He said, "Come on, let me take you and show you something." Oh, am I thankful that John said, "Let's go." There are some things that are worth seeing, no matter what it takes. John didn't have a clue what he was getting ready to see. Thank God he wrote it down. And he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high, and showed me the what? Holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. There. Having the glory. Her light was likened unto a stone of precious, as it were a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Having a great wall, having 12 gates, and at the gate 12 angels, and names written thereof, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Remember that moment. Alright? Right? On the east were three gates. On the north, three gates. On the south, three gates. On the west, three gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations. And the 12 built names were the 12 what? Apostles of the Lamb. Both Old and New Testament people will be in this city. Understand something. Walk with me. I want you to understand this. All from the Old Testament, it was their belief and faith and walk in God. In the New Testament, it was their faith and belief and walk in Jesus Christ. Both will be there. No one excluded. We're in the New Testament part of it. We're part of the people who should believe in Jesus Christ. You've got to believe that He died for you. You've got to believe you would not ever see what is going to be described up here without Jesus Christ. You can't work your way there. You can't be good enough to get there. You can't write a check big enough to get there. You understand that? Because man didn't build this. God built this for people who loved Him and received His amazing. Give the Lord a hand of applause. And he that spoke with me had a measure, a golden reed to measure the city and the gates thereof and the wall thereof. Don't change it just yet, Larry. Now, we're getting ready to talk about this, and I've taught this to you many times. People have asked me, how big will heaven be? Can it hold all of the generations from the beginning of time till now? What's it going to look like? What's it going to be like? you ready to take the journey?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Okay, are you excited?
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
This is going to be better than Louisville. I didn't mean the ball team. I meant to say. All right, here we go, Larry. Now, the city lies four square. Simply what that means, it's wide, it's like a cube. It's tall, all same measurement, all the way around. You with me so far? All right. And the length thereof is as great as the breadth, and the measure of the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. And the length and the breadth and the height thereof are equal. Square. You with me so far? Now, what's that mean in English? Most scholars believe it's somewhere between 1,400 and 1,500 square miles. Top, bottom, sideways. It's about the half size of the United States of America, and it is as tall from the Atlantic Ocean to Denver, Colorado. How many floors would that be? How many of you have ever been in a tall building? How many floors is heaven going to have? I believe it's going to be big enough. Gold everywhere. Going to have more gold in it than Trump's got. You understand that? Gold. Nothing on this earth can measure, look up to understand what this city is going to be like. And it was built by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit.
Amen.
For God's people.
Amen.
God's people. God's people. There's nothing good enough for you. God loved you that much. Give the Lord a hand of applause. And he measured the wall thereof of 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is an angel. What that means? How thick are the walls? 215 or 216 feet thick. Now you think of the fortress, wouldn't you? But in a moment you're going to see it's not really built like a fort. But it sounds like it's going to be protected. How picture you get? All right, well, Larry, here we go. And the building of the wall thereof was jasper, and the city was what? What?
Pure
gold. Like unto a pure violet. What is a woman's best friend? It's not her husband. I can tell you that right now. What is? A diamond. Sparkle. Shiny. Gold in its purest form. Shiny. Can you imagine women walking in and seeing, and these diamonds would be measured by carats. Gold. And then we're going to get into all of the colors. This is going to be something, folks. And here's what I think, while we've got to be in the spiritual body, I don't think our human eyes can take all this in. I think it would blind us. I really do. I think it would. No wonder we don't need no sun. I don't think human eyes could look upon this or would be allowed to look upon this. Now, and then we get into these foundations of the wall, and we got all of this color up here. Oh my goodness, about every color, and some of you women know what some of these colors are. It's just going to be more than I could imagine. And here's what gets me. It's built out of the love for you and for me that love Jesus. Wow. Alright, Larry, here we go. Again, we go down through all of these colors. I ain't gonna get into all that. I keep announcing half of them. I guarantee you the women know what most of these colors are. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. These won't be little birds. Each one of several gates was of one pearl, and the street of city was pure gold, transparent as glass.
Aye, Clayton.
Now here's one of the questions that I get, we're going to answer right here, verse 22. Is there a church in heaven? What's it say?
No.
I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God, the Almighty and the Lamb, are the temple. There's not a church to go to because the whole thing is a church. The whole thing. The gold. The 1,500 square miles of it. 216 feet thick is all there to praise Jesus. No Satan. No Satan. No temptation. No temptation. And it's all done by the hands of God for you and for me. And for those who've got enough sense. You've got enough sense to accept God's amazing grace. Because the opposite of this, you're going to see in a moment, there is an opposite to this where other people will go. And the city has no need of the sun, well, I don't guess it does, neither the moon, to shine upon it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the lamp therein is the lamb. Jesus is the light. And all the winners, and the nations shall walk in this, the light thereof. I like this. It's like a walk out. You know, Jesus is not going to be removed from us, and we see him from afar off. He's going to take us by the hand. May he hug us every morning. Say, hey, let's go to the 10th floor. You been to the 10th floor? Come on, go with me. Let me take you what's on the 10th floor. Just remember, we've got eternity. He's going to be right there with us, in the midst of us. Do you get that? Did I read that right? Huh? And then look here. And the nations shall walk amidst the light thereof, light being Jesus, and the kings of the earth bring their glory. Okay, Larry. Now, understand, as beautiful as that is, here's one of the last warnings in the book. And the gates therein shall in no wise be shut by day, for there shall be no night. And we got all this looks like a fort, but the doors are going to be wide open. Because all that's there is saved people, changed people, spiritual people. There's no temptation. There is no Satan. He's done been bound. He's done been put up for the rest of his days. We got all these gates, but it's just there for you to see. See, a gate open is different than a gate closed. That makes sense so far? You can still have the gate, but if the gate's open, what's that mean? Come on through it. You're welcome. If the gate's closed, more likely don't mean you're welcome. Just because it's a gate doesn't mean it's closed. It's wide open. And they shall bring the glory of the honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything unclean, unsaved. For he that maketh an abomination, but only they. In the lives. This book is your invitation to eternity. Only one person likes the book, and that's Jesus. He knows it all. He knows who's on his side and who's not. He knows who comes to church. He knows who is well spiritually. He knows who is the Lord of his or her life. Jesus knows. He knows it from what you do at home, what you do at night, what you do in the day. He knows when you come to church. He knows when you write that check to the church. Is it 10%? Well, believe me, he knows. He knows who is truly the Lord of his life. Is he? Because you need to know. Because there is no grave in heaven. I didn't see the word gray. It's all solid gold. It's solid gold because it was paid for by the red blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You make the decision. Your family makes the decision. Everybody makes the decision. Everybody somehow or another thinks they've got the rest of their life. Folks, I'm telling you right now, I don't care whether you're 5 years of age in here or whether you're 95. You don't know whether you're going to make it home today. You don't know. I'm not trying to scare nobody. I'm just trying to tell you that. It's just the facts of life. Whether the trumpet sounds or whether something happens to you, trying to get home. But I come to this realization. Whether I make it home today or not, I'm going to make it home one way or the other.
Amen.
Because this is not my final place. Not my final home. This is not my final body. And I'm trying to make this a good body, but it's not my final body. Jim Grove and I agree on probably one thing. We don't want these old bodies no more, do we, Jim Grove? We want a new body, don't we? That's right. That's right. We're going to get a new one. I don't even care what I look like. I do want to be skinny. I've said that many times. I'd like to have a skinny, squirrely body. Okay? I wouldn't like that. But other than that, I don't care. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. Because whatever God chooses to give me in a spiritual body, I'll be glad that I'm there. Now here's what I like about this being written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm going to close with this. Once your name is truly written in there, it can't be erased out. Because it's not put in there by a pencil or pen. It's not something you can blank. It's put in there by blood. Now, some people may think their name's in there, and it's not. That's a whole different story. We're going to get into some of this. If Jesus is the Lord of my life, come first to me here. Because it's time for people to understand, folks. It's not about anything else but Jesus. We're going to find out what that means, come first to me here. I'll be ready to take the journey with me to answer the question, is Jesus Lord of my life? Stand with me. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Simply say, Jesus, I am a sinner. You know I'm a sinner. I need forgiveness. Will you forgive me? Will you accept me as a sinner? For I believe in you. I believe you died for me. I believe you rose from the grave for me. And I believe you're coming back for me one day. If you say that prayer and you mean it, whether you're within the sound of my voice or whether you're watching me on the internet, Jesus will change your life forever. Then it becomes a journey. And we're going to talk about this journey. It's a journey to say that Jesus is the Lord of my life. But Father, we just pray that you'll watch over us. To those who need a quiet time at this altar for whatever reason, we welcome that. To those who need to come, we'll let you pray with them. I invite that. But Father, most important, it's time for people to wake up, for Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. In that most precious and holy name we pray. As your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, would you come in the name of Jesus? Thank you.
Thank you.